Numbers chapter 33, verses 53 to 54, and then chapter 34, 1 to 29. We're still talking about the East Bank and the future. This is part 3. In this long section, we're dealing with the settlement of the land. Again? Yes, again. You see how important the subject is to God. It's set out in more than one place. God is guiding his people here, and he's guiding them by his word, and he's calling for their obedience to him, and he's assuring them and giving them promises and hope and encouragement in the face of difficulties. It's a very interesting point, this, how much scripture and how much time in scripture is given to this settlement of the land. It's a vital part of the Old Covenant. Israel has to fulfill its role in the Old Covenant. God has called his people out of Egypt, given them his law and his covenant at Sinai, being with them through their disobedience of judgment and judgment disobedience and so on through the wilderness from the time of Kadesh Barnea. But now they're poised to go into the land. God's purpose in that covenant, in that nation, leading up to Christ and the new covenant and the gospel and the salvation of a number beyond counting, this is the vital time for Israel. So, Numbers 33, 53 to 54, and 34, 1 to 29, the future, part 3. God says the land must be divided by lot and by reason. You can read the passage yourself and see. Reason, bigger tribes, bigger people, and so on, but by lot. It's all spelled out here, and it's all ordered. That's the word I underline, ordered. It's not ordered by God. It's not a question of a haphazard rabble crossing the Jordan. It's not a free-for-all scrabbling for something. Look at verse 1, verse 16, verse 29 of chapter 34. You'll see the Lord said, the Lord commanded, the Lord said to Moses. And you'll find that Moses, verse 13, commands the Hebrews. It's all laid down. It's all spelled out in Scripture. And of course, it's all facing a future which is totally unknown to them. It's a dangerous time. It's a difficult time. They know that. They've got to cross this river. They've got to fight these people. They're encamped there. They got walled cities. Many troubles are ahead. You remember Numbers 14, verses 5 to 9. You remember what the report was coming back from Kadesh Barnea. Yes, it's a great land. It's a wonderful place. Marvelous. But we can't take it. They're too strong. They're too settled. The fortifications are too much. You remember Joshua and Caleb said, no, the Lord is with us. If the Lord has brought us thus far, he will lead us in and so on. But their voices were not heard. Well, those same difficulties present themselves again. And of course, once you face the difficulties and then you have to face them again, here they come again. Now the same difficulties, the same walls it is, the same river to cross. But these people are being assured that they are to be encouraged. And the past has been that, to encourage them, but to warn them also. Remember, that history has shown that they have been a disobedient people, and they've had to pay for it. All that generation, apart from Joshua and Caleb, have perished in the wilderness. Think of that. Thousands have died in the wilderness. This is not a time of pilgrimage in the sense that many hymn writers make it. This is a time of judgment, so that that generation can be wasted away, while the rising generation will now enter Canaan. The past will encourage them, the past will warn them, and now they're to go in, and the land is theirs. In the providence and promise of God, they have to fight for it. It's not let go and let God. They have to struggle for it. They've had to fight with Sihon and Og and Bashan and Og and all these people. They've had to fight there, and they've got to fight again. But God will give them the victory. He has kept his promise, he was, and he will keep his word. He has kept what he has said. He does the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the new covenant way of putting it. The Lord changes not. I, the Lord, change not. Malachi. And here the promise and the judgment and the settlement is all fixed. O believer, this is a word for us to comfort us and to warn us and to encourage and challenge us. Unbeliever, don't fool with God, I warn you. Unbeliever, do not fool with God. God means what he says and says what he means. On the warning side, his wrath will come upon sinners. There is a day of judgment. There is an eternity of judgment. But there is also promise. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, whoever believes and receives Christ, whoever has him as Savior and Lord, is everlastingly saved. It is appointed unto men once to die, yes, and judgment, but it also appointed that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, what is God saying to them? Let's have no more wasted years. Go in and settle the land. Go on, settle in this land, and I'm working out my purpose, and you will enjoy my blessing. But of course, we know the history of Israel sadly fell short of this. But God still kept his purpose through it all and brought Christ to them in due time. I hope, brother and sister, we will keep God's word. We will keep his promise. We will heed his warnings, and we will walk in his way. I hope we shall learn from this. I thought of a hymn I might read to you. I thought of, O God of Bethel, by whose hand thy people still are fed, who through this weary wilderness hast all our fathers led. Well, I could have chosen that. I could also have chosen this. Thus far my God hath led me on, and made his truth and mercy known, and so on. My hopes and fears alternate rise, and comforts mingle with my sighs. John Fawcett's hymn, but I've chosen this by John Newton. When Israel by divine command the pathless desert trod, they found, though 'twas a barren land, a sure resource in God. A cloudy pillar marked their road and screened them from the heat. From the hard rocks the water flowed, and manna was their meat. Like them we have a rest in view, secure from adverse powers. Like them we pass a desert too, but Israel's God is ours. His word a light before us spreads, by which our path we see. His love a banner o'er our heads, from harm preserves us free. Jesus, the bread of life, is given to be our daily food. We drink a wondrous stream from heaven, 'tis water, wine, and blood. Lord, 'tis enough, I ask no more. These blessings are divine. I envy not the worldling store, if Christ and heaven are mine. I'd like just to change that last line. Lord, 'tis enough, I ask no more. These blessings are divine. I envy not the worldling store, if Christ and glory is mine. Oh, brother and sister, may we learn from this settlement of the land, through all our weary wilderness, for all our struggles, the Lord is leading us and his purposes will ripen fast. I'm not excusing our sins, but in spite of our sins, God is bringing us to that settled place. Peace in Christ now, an everlasting peace and glory in him. May we live in the light of it and be obedient to God in his word every day by day, every moment, for Christ's sake. Amen.